T+9. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Coming, Henry McCarthy called as he made his way to the front door, responding to the rare sound of a doorbell. Phil and Mr. Bird tended to just walk right in, and no one else had been around much of late. This morning, though, he was hoping to see one face and one face only. Sure enough, he opened the door to be greeted by his youngest son. Dan, he said, shaking his head and blowing air from his lips in relief. Close the door, those damn agents could be listening. Dan stepped inside, glad Henry had thought of something that had perhaps understandably slipped his own mind amid everything else that was going on. I'll tell you, boy, I've never had a night like last night. Knowing you were there, but having no way to reach you, no way to even know what was going on there. What was going on there anyway? And did you get it? The cable or whatever you needed? Is she okay? She's perfect, Dan said. I just wanted to check you were home before I brought her over. Give me a sec. Henry waited where he was while Dan signaled next door to the identically shaped home he now shared with Emma. Less than a minute later, Emma and Piper were walking in and Dan was closing the door behind them. Well, hello, sweetheart, Henry beamed. You haven't been in here for a while, have you?
Here's Papa,
Emma whispered, lowering Piper into his lap.
Papa, Piper parroted. Papa here.
Dan and Emma shared another warm smile. Papa is here, Dan said, and Uncle Clark is about to be on that TV right there. Henry's eyebrows furrowed immediately. Uncle Clark is what now?
I'm going to make sure he knows what he's doing, and I'm going to leave Piper with you guys, Emma said. Okay? You'll see Clark soon.
Sure, Henry replied, excited enough by the prospect of an extended visit from his granddaughter that waiting to see what the hell Clark was up to now didn't seem at all burdensome.
Thanks, Henry,
Emma called on her way to the door.
We just have to clear up a few misconceptions. You know how I hate loose ends,
she added with an over-the-shoulder wink. That mama of yours is something else, I'll tell you that, Henry chuckled at Piper. Dan took his old seat on the couch, where he'd watched so many hours of TV as a child, with Henry in the armchair on one side and Clark sitting with his feet up on the other. She sure is, he thought out loud. She sure is. But hey, Dad, is Phil at the grill? Should be, Henry said. He'll be dishing out some breakfast about now, I reckon. How come? Reluctant to give too much away, Dan smiled from ear to ear. He's going to get a good view,